From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The president-elect of the Christian Coalition has announced that he's not going to take the job. Reverend Joel Hunter of Florida was tapped to lead the national organization last July. As NPR's Rachel Martin reports, he's resigned over differences in how to broaden the group's agenda.
In some ways, Reverend Joel Hunter was a solid choice to head up the Christian Coalition. He's the senior pastor at an influential megachurch in Orlando, Florida. He's a leader in other national evangelical organizations, and he supports the Christian Coalition's anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage positions. But as the author of a book called Right Wing, Wrong Bird, Why the Tactics of the Religious Right Won't Fly with Most Conservative Christians, even he admits he wasn't the natural choice. Nevertheless, when Hunter accepted the job as president of the Christian Coalition last summer, he says he was reassured that the organization would support his efforts to expand the coalition's agenda beyond the so-called moral issues of abortion and gay marriage.
And at first it seemed like they were open to that, but when it came right down to it, they just couldn't quite go there. The phrase that was used was, those are fine issues, but it's just not us. That's not our base.
The Christian Coalition was founded by evangelical leader Pat Robertson in 1989 and was an influential political force through the 90s. But the group has lost influence in recent years as major state chapters have splintered off and the organization grapples with financial problems. Roberta Combs is the chairwoman of the Christian Coalition. She liked Hunter's ideas and vision, but she says the changes he wanted to make to the organization's mission were too dramatic and too fast.
There's ways that you go about doing things whenever, you know, you're looking at different issues and you're looking at broadening your agenda and, you know, you survey your supporters and you see how they feel about it and you want them to be on board because they are part of the organization. You just don't go out there and do it.
I totally get it when organizations want to represent the people that they already have. It's just not a way to grow.
Reverend Hunter says there's a large number of evangelicals who feel marginalized by old guard religious groups like the Christian Coalition, groups he says focus too narrowly on political battles in Washington instead of the economic and environmental issues that are also part of the Christian agenda.
And those of us who want to pursue all of the agenda of Jesus, you know, the compassion issues as well as the moral issues, we'll just have to find another vehicle for that.
What all this means for the future of the Christian Coalition is unclear. Religious scholars say there's plenty of room for Christian political organizations with both narrow and broad agendas. But if the coalition is going to be a leader in the modern evangelical movement, it's going to have to get a clearer picture of its mission, mandate, and in the meantime, find a new president. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.